So the other day, Cato Institute's Ted DeHaven compared Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. DeHaven pointed out that the Obama administration's opening proposal to avert the so-called fiscal cliff trotted out by Geithner was about as ridiculous and insulting to congressional Republicans as the owner's first offer to players in the continuing NHL lockout was. Seems to me the analogy is pretty accurate. Weeks after Bettman's offer to settle, I'm still stuck watching Russian Premier League hockey. And after Geithner's little speech, we are still hurtling toward that fiscal cliff at high speed. But as a hockey player, I think we can take the analogy a little further. We have Republicans running around acting like Sean Avery, or for some of you longtime fans, Claude Lemieux. You know, running their yaps, throwing the occasional cheap shot, generally stirring things up, but refusing to ever drop the gloves and really fight it out. Let's be real here. The Republicans have no intention of taking any steps to actually deal with the spending problem in D.C., not any more than the Democrats do. What the American people need is a real enforcer, a Bob Probert or Ty Domi. You know, somebody who will drop the gloves and actually fight. Admit it, you would love to see Domi pull Geithner into the penalty box with him like he did to that Philly fan a few years ago. Granted, there are a few principled guys out there. Justin Amash and Representative Tim Holtzkamp come to mind. For their principled stand on actually cutting spending, Boehner threw them in the sin bin for a major penalty, removing them from the seats on the budget committee. In all seriousness, something has to be done, and neither Democrats or Republicans appear to be serious about making the structural changes necessary to avoid the fiscal cliff in the long term. I'm sure they'll reach some compromise before the deadline, but it will be about like icing the puck. It just puts things off a little longer. When people like Ron Paul or Justin Amash suggest real substantive cuts or reforms to the entitlement system, everybody screams, "We can't do that!" But as Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm Mike Meharry, and don't forget to pick up Our Last Hope at store.10thAmendmentCenter.com. It's my new book about America and its struggle to remain free. And, hey, it also mentions hockey. Back to you, Leslie.